This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Top books of 2023, top words, songs. What about objects that define the year drawing to a close? Rob Walker is a journalist who puts together a list for the publication Fast Company as part of a column he writes called Branded. Rob, welcome.
Great to be talking to you again. Happy holidays.
Let's just get a taste of what's on the list here. I mean, it's going to be some Taylor Swift something, right?
Good bet. Taylor Swift is such a unique figure. Obviously, it was a big Swifty year. She was the person of the year. So someone like that, they don't just have merch. They have a whole ecosystem of trading, making, and showing off, in this case, friendship bracelets. And Taylor has also been in the news for her love life. And apparently Travis Kelce, at the beginning of his courtship of Taylor Swift, made a friendship bracelet with his phone number on it and tried to get it to her.
Perhaps as ubiquitous in the culture, although not the same level of singing talent, Elon Musk.
Yeah.
There's a connection here. What's an Elon Musk object?
As you remember, there used to be a company called Twitter, which he bought. Then he got an idea for a new name, which was X, had a 30-foot high letter X installed on the roof of the former Twitter headquarters in San Francisco.
Ex-owner Elon Musk has been tweeting saying the building's landlord keeps calling the police about our sign modifications.
Made their headquarters look like the headquarters of some sort of supervillain. But that was removed after complaints, and the city is apparently going to level some fines. I don't know where that stands.
Yeah, and it's interesting, right, because Twitter is ones and zeros. It's virtual. It's on screen. So what's the object? And he figured it out. But that does lead me to another question, which is, our world is so virtual. I mean, is it getting harder to find 3D objects in physical space that are emblematic?
I just think they're becoming more intertwined. And the more digital we get, the more we crave these sort of physical manifestations of the digital. And the digital world amplifies physical things.
What else you got here for objects 2023? Well, Barbie, enough said. Maybe picket signs from the big strikes of the year, the UAW, but also, of course, actor-writer.
Yeah, the clever picket signs really got a lot of attention in a good way for their cause. And there was one that was ChatGPT doesn't have childhood trauma, meaning it will never replace the great writers. But these are people standing outside of buildings with signs made with markers that echoed across the culture, thanks again to social media.
Are you going to bring any of these objects into your own personal collection? On your list of objects of the year is the Donald Trump mugshot t-shirt embraced by lovers of Donald Trump and detractors, all of them.
In an interview with Newsmax, the former president called his booking a terrible experience, but it hasn't kept him from selling mugshot merchandise on his campaign website.
This sort of merchification of politics has just become one of the most interesting recent trends, where anything that one side is criticizing the other for, the other side turns into merch. And the mugshot stuff raised $7 or $8 million in a matter of days after Trump was booked at Fulton County Jail.
With his list of defining objects from 2023, journalist Rob Walker, he publishes his list in Fast Company. You can also subscribe to his newsletter on Substack. It's called The Art of Noticing. Rob Walker, thank you so much.
Thank you.